with that, I'll just take questions.
Okay, if nobody else is going to speak up, since this is all basically cash basis accounting, I guess, because there's no accrual accounting system going on for these estimates. Is that correct?
Well, it's quasi, you know, because we haven't had really for 2 years P&Ls to look at what the accrued income and expenses were, but we have a sense of some of it. So I would say it's heavily reliant on cash basis, Chris, and not
okay.
A lot of accrued data to be able to use to prepare these.
Understood. So I guess the question that was lingering in my mind is, do you guys take into account any non-cash items? For example, is depreciation part of your formula for calculating expense, or is it just left off?
We've left the depreciation off largely because just about all our assets are heavily depreciated down to probably a zero value, with the exception of the transmitter that was just purchased in this fiscal year, but we did not include depreciation for that item.
Okay, so the transmitter, what is the, do you have an estimate of what the lifespan of that transmitter is by any chance?
We don't. I would assume that transmitter is probably good for at least 10 to 15 years, if not more. It's an HD transmitter. We have four additional streams on that transmitter. We acquired it from American University. We could probably, ballpark a number of appreciation on it for accrued statements. We acquired it for $75,000. So you're probably, if it's a 15-year useful life, you're probably at $5,000 a year for depreciation on that.
Yeah, it's not much. So when you did your fundraising for this for the transmitter, was that reported on you implied that it was reported on your 2017 fiscal year-end report. Is that correct?
No, it's 2018. We raised it in fiscal year 2018. Yeah.
Okay, got it. So that fundraising took place for that year, and so that was the statement we talked about, which had a deficit of approximately $60,000.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. That's all the questions I had. Anyone else?
Or Paul for staff?
Go ahead, or Paul.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so the you're projecting a net loss of about $146 for FY17, and for FY19 a net loss of about $56, right?
Paul, I'm not following you.
Oh, okay. Let's just look at the bottom line for FY19. You're projecting a deficit of $56,000 for FY19, right?
Right. And as I said, that's because we have transmitter expenses that we're going to pay in 19, but we got the money in 2018.
Right. I do note that from the P&Ls we do have from a while back, FY17 for WPFW showed about a $146 deficit. So you figure you're just doing better in FY18, significantly better than you did in 17?
Yeah, but so are those actuals or was that the budget?
Oh, no, that's the P&L, one of the old P&Ls that we got at some point. The consolidated P&L, I got to go up to the top of it, for the 12 months ending September 30th, 2017, is that one. That's the 146. But the WPFW draft is the 56 deficit. But all right.
Yeah,
so you figure you're gonna...
Yeah, you know, we've done better, and we have done better, and, I have not seen – the draft 2017 P&L to be able to comment to it, but we have done better by just simply adding on a cash basis our deposits that have taken place over the course of fiscal 18. We were basically at our budgeted income number for the year, and again, that has to do with better pledge drives and major donors to support this transmitter replacement.
Okay. Another thing, since this is supposed to be the budget, we only have a single spreadsheet here, the actually it says FY 2018 annual budget, but I understand it means the FY 2019. That's all we've got. We don't have assumptions or salaries or any other spreadsheets in there to really look at. Could you tell how many? Well, a few fast questions. Maybe we can get some information. Can you tell us how many FTEs you're projecting for FY19?
Our FTEs haven't changed in the last 3 years, so it's the same staff. It's roughly, I think the number is about 6.5. So we have not added any personnel. So it's the same. They're the same numbers that we've been working with. There's a general manager, program director, director of the membership. We've got a news director. We've got an engineer. We got a part-time volunteer manager. So about, and we have an office manager. So about 6.5, same number, same people.
Okay. Another question is, another question is, hold on. Pardon me, I'm choking. How many days do you project pitching in FY19?
Yeah, so the membership drives, the pitching drives, at last anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. So we had a 3 week in February, March. We'll have another 2.5 to 3 week in May. We'll have a 1 week in August, 1.5 week in August, and then we'll have a 3 week in the fall. So 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus really 1, you know, that puts us at about 13 to 14 weeks. The year end, we don't do a strong pitch on year end. We just do it as a tax donation reminder at year end. So we're at 13, 14 weeks of pitching, and it's the same. We've been consistent through the last 3 years with the amount of pitching, with the exception of 2017, where we had some tougher months, and we extended the drive.
So about 90 days?
I'd say that's about right.
Okay.
About right.
Thank you. I really think we need more stuff here. I know it's difficult when you're not getting the information. I know what that's like. But we, for passing a budget, we do need to have more stuff in there, more spreadsheets. We'll see what happens, I guess. Thank you. Chair, I'm done.
Well, I appreciate the comment, but given that we're already 6 months in, I just would ask that the NSC pass the budget as it is. We monitor it on a monthly basis. both just on a basically a modified cash basis. And we managed to it. We managed to it in 2018 and 2019, and without a business manager and with limited support nationally. Right now, this is the best we can do. So I make a motion that the NSC passes this budget.
Maxi to the stack.
Chris?
Chair?
Are you muted?
Chris, are you there? Because we can't hear you.
So sorry, I was choking a little while ago and I muted and I forgot to unmute. I was going to say go ahead, Maxi.
Okay. A couple things. We know PFW and BAI do not have business managers that NETA is going to be doing a lot of hands-on work with them in the national office, having begun that process at the beginning of the year with the new contract that we signed with them. So I'm not really commenting whether you should approve the budget or not. That's something you all clearly will decide. And you also know a lot more about these things than I do, arguably, but I just wanted you to take that into account that I think the interim CFO, Larry Dankner, suggested that he will have the capacity to give us accurate financial numbers on all of the stations and the national office and the overall company sometime in April, likely, May at the latest. And I know. But with that, at least you'll have a much more accurate understanding of things in terms of fiscal year 17, 18, and maybe even the ability to project into 19. Not project the rest of 19, I should say.
Nick, how much interaction have you has your station had with NETA?
You know, we've had a bunch. I think we are the first station to really be up and running with the scanning that they're requesting from us, and taking that role really of a business manager. We are providing them with our invoices and et cetera. So they've been here 2 to 3 times as recently as last month, and we met with them. We've supplied them with the information that you have in front of you in past budgets, as well as everything that they've requested from us. So I believe we're working well together. I think we are on their list of priorities, but I sense that getting the 17 audit done and commencing on and working on the 18 audit has been at a higher level of priority than, I apologize for the background noise, that's been the main priorities, and we're moving along with that, getting, as Maxi said, and I think it's welcome to get some accurate accrual-based financial statements will really help us continue to measure how we're doing and to stay on track. But I will also say again that we can't have the perfect get in the way of the good enough, and it's almost April. We should just pass these and move on and really focus on the budgeting process for 2020, in my opinion, so that we are looking ahead versus behind, and we can provide this to the committee as we move forward on this, and it may be a good role for the committee to have is, where we are station by station based on performance to budget, which we can provide to you all as we get information from NETA. And that's probably a more useful thing than to have the perfect budget, because budgets are adapted and changes throughout the year.
Nick, I guess the question I was asking is how confident are you moving forward that this situation will, in terms of reporting, will improve? I'm not being judgmental at all. I'm just asking a speculative question based on your involvement with NETA and just your lay of the land. You know, from your perspective, what do you think?
I think they've got all the resources to really help, and that it should improve things dramatically. I really do. When you have that kind of firm that's not focused on completing audits and focused on internal accounting, with the resources they have, it should improve things dramatically throughout the network.
Okay.
Mansur would like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Mansur.
Thank you. I think it would be prudent to just wait. It doesn't mean that WPFW is not going to continue with what they're doing. It's better to wait till we have a little bit more expertise on hand and look at the budget. Thank you.
Back into the stack.
Arpal.
Arpal, I'll take your comment first, and then we'll move to Maxie.
Sure. Okay, first, the motion as I have it, this is the way we have to phrase these things, is that the NFC recommend the draft FY19 WPFW budget to the PNB. That would be the motion on the floor. I'm kind of with Mansur. If things are going to improve in terms of reporting and getting information next month, well, you know, people, we've been, how many months is it? We're about to look at the end of the second quarter of FY19, and so people have been surviving without budgets so far, and it might be good to see what we get out of NETA and maybe other sources before we start dealing with the budget really in all this and get more information. I think this is especially true of WPFW, since they have not been able to get information about stuff. I would feel I wasn't doing the right thing if I voted to pass a budget under these circumstances, where we would know more, significantly more maybe next month, and we would also not have the usual amount of information in a budget, because that's supposed to be a guideline. You're supposed to follow it. It's supposed to inform us. And so, yeah, maybe we could, postpone the motion to the next meeting and see how it works then. By the way, is a very typical thing the NFC does, is, you know, put off the motion to approve a budget to the next meeting and see what happens. So this is not unusual. And that's my thought.
Okay, I just have one comment there, and that's that based on what Nick said, I believe that NETA is too tied up with the audits, as I understand it, to actually perform any appreciable function in terms of putting together the budget for W and by the next meeting. It would probably be more like 2 meetings from now before we would see anything. But I'd be happy to be corrected on that by Nick if he feels differently.
Yeah, and what I'm going to say right now is purely speculative. I do not disagree on the merits of what Mansur and Arpal are saying. In a perfect world, without the demands that are on the organization and on NETA, that would be a prudent approach. But what I sense is that all the resources are going to be pulled towards the completion of 17 and the completion of 18, audit and you know, prior to the deadline, which I believe is May. So I don't think there is going to be a great amount of capacity prior to that time for work on station budgets that would now be, you know, 8 or 9 months, you know, over 8 months in. So my sense is that, that they will, and my sense of accounting firms like this is that they will act to shore up what the day-to-day accounting is to be able to produce accurate financial statements for the current fiscal year, that would be fiscal year 19, and that they will be using their time and resources towards that and other requirements that get the organization ready to be able to receive grants like CPB and other grants by having timely reporting. But their focus on the actual station's budget is probably going to be something that falls down the list of priorities because it won't have the immediate impact that accurate current financial reporting would have.
That's my understanding as well. Yeah. So, Maxie, if you want to comment on? Go, Maxie. I kept you waiting long enough. Go ahead.
No worries. I'll yield my time. I what I was going to say was pretty much covered by the last couple comments.
Okay. Great. Ken,
thank you, Vasak. Who was that last speaker? The last speaker who had doubts that NETA would get to the budget. Who was that?
It was me, Ken, Nick Arena.
Nick, okay, yeah, I concur with what Nick's saying. It's a question, it's a funny thing, it's a question of philosophical as to what is reality. WPFW, I know KPFK, and I'm sure KPFA, have been operating with a budget. It just hasn't been approved by the NFC or the PNB. I think
right.
Most of the local finance committees took on responsibility and said, well, what are we going to do? We have to have some kind of budget, so we'll make a budget and we'll try to follow it and stay within it because that's the local reality. It doesn't matter what the government, quote unquote, thinks. There's a local reality. So in that regard, it's nice to have it all jammed in and approved, but if that's not likely to happen, we still got to serve dinner and clean up afterwards, so we have a budget. And
right.
So in that regard, I think I would, you know, when we get to the vote, I would support approving that budget for the rest of a year until we, you know, there's going to be a point in time, hopefully, that NETA will be providing us with the budgets to begin with and,
yeah,
you know, and sending it down. When we get there, that's fine. That's the new reality. We'll be in the city of Oz, you know. Let's hope
right.
we get there. So that's the only statement I wanted to make. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Right. We only have 3 minutes left on this item. There was a motion on the floor to approve the WPFW budget as it is, and I believe there was also a motion to postpone, Arpal?
Okay. I'm going to do that. Move to postpone the WPFW budget consideration to the next meeting.
Okay. So
move to postpone the motion on the floor to the next meeting.
Okay, understood. And I'm gathering from what Nick said that he would oppose that motion. So I think we should probably vote on this postponement motion. Can you take the roll?
Yeah,
from this?
I'm getting it.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, the motion is to postpone the motion on the floor to the next meeting. Okay. Ken Aaron.
No.
Nick Arena.
No.
Chris Corey.
No.
Joseph Davis.
No.
William Heerwagen.
Abstain.
Tony Leon. Larry Dankner. R. Paul Martin. Yes. P.K. McCary.
No.
Mansoor Sabah.
Yeah.
Okay, 2-4, 5 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, the motion to postpone fails. So now we're on to the motion to approve this budget. Can you read that motion again one more time, R. Paul? I'm sorry.
Yeah, give me a second.
Not a problem.
That motion is that the NFC recommend the draft FY19 WPFW budget to the PNB.
So that's the motion on the floor. We've had enough discussion on this. Let's go ahead and go to a vote on this as well.
Okay. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
Oh, yes.
William Heerwagen.
Abstain.
Tony Leon. Larry Dankner. R. Paul Martin. No. P.K. McCary.
Yes.
That's a yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Okay, 5-4, 2 against, 1 abstention.
This motion passes. This budget is recommended to the PNB. Thank you. Can we move back to the KPFT budget? We'll allow 16 minutes for this.
Okay. Was everybody satisfied with the report concerning the revenues, which was a summary report of revenues, or do I need to?
I think we have the revenue side fine at this juncture. It was okay. It was the expense in the bottom line and some of those.
Right, yes. and the things were just too small on my phone. I couldn't read these numbers. Basically. The expenses that have to do with operating is 80%, I guess. I'm not that good with percentages, but $811,000 is the operating expenses, which includes budgeted amount for the I take that back. The total expenses are close to $1 million, $972,000. If I'm reading this right, it's still smaller printer, which includes a foundation loan report. Loan repayment of $180,000. The other expenses have pretty much stayed the same. There was a jump a little bit in expenses for salaries and those things related to salaries. And that makes up, we have no room for error, obviously, and especially with the loan repayment. Because we feel that it's better to err on the side of caution with the amount, even though no one has told us what the payment repayments will be for each station. And I think that that's something that they need to get. I know that Don, and of course I don't have anything for January, but I will get that report this month here in March. I've already talked with Markeisha and Don for how we will start reporting, because that has been a problem in the past, and we want to make sure that it's not a problem for 2019 going into 2020. So I think those are the numbers. And I really thought, I apologize, I thought we had done a summary of the cost as well, but I can't find my copy of it. Markeisha had done that for me to get that summary, but I guess somehow it got lost in the shuffle of sending this report several times and not being able to finding out that I that it wasn't going to the NC email.
All right. Do you have a bottom line figure for that budget?
Bottom line figure, and of course I don't have. I'm looking to the left and to the right. Looking for running expenses. Total.
945.
Okay. There it is. All right. I have an apple. Total expenses, 900. No, that's line 39. Line 45. You know, when you have all the years and you move them over, it moves. Total expenses, $973,000 rounded off. Total revenue, $1,154. $1,154,000.
Okay. Sounds like you have a net of about 150? No, less than that.
Well, it's less than that. It's less than 100,000, and
right.
I apologize for not being able to read my screen. I have made it larger, but then the side thing disappears. So, my apologies for not having that summary. But it's less than 100,000, and that's why I said, you know, every aspect of what we do has to be done by being careful about what we do as it relates to raising money, but also how we spend money. And while there were some issues about needing a little extra help with salaries, we pretty much left them as close to what they were in the past, but we also have to look at a new manager, which has been put on the back burner for reasons that have to do with FCC reporting. We tend to be black in our bank accounts, though, which is a good thing, but it's not a safe thing for us. We have some issues as it relates to whether or not people agree with the revenue side, but we have strong support for it based on research by our manager and our business manager and our general manager.
All right.
I'm asking we approve the budget.
All right.
It took us eight months to do it.
All right. Do we have any questions? I think our call certainly had a few, and I probably have a couple as well.
I'd just like to ask Joseph if he wanted to add anything to what I've said.
The only thing I wanted to add was some comments from earlier, because we did have in FY17, we had issues with management actually reducing goals on fund drives, and it kind of made our projections a little bit more difficult. But other than that, and the fact that somebody mentioned that the manager position was salaried. Well, actually, our interim manager is a salary. I mean, is just an hourly position, the person that's covering it right now, so that's kind of why that is. But otherwise, everything, we went through the budget line by line, and everything's based on projections, historical, that were based on information that wasn't anything abnormal. Like I said, we did have a period there where there was an interim manager who actually reduced our goals and kind of did some strange things. So we kind of threw that out. And the current interim manager, Don Freeman, seems to be performing much better. So I think that I really feel confident about the numbers in the budget. And that's all I wanted to say, because I don't have it in front of me to quote anything. So thank you.
Stan?
Who is that?
Art Paul.
Okay, go ahead, Art Paul.
Okay. The line, the bottom line of income surplus deficit looks like a surplus of $6,916 in cell AW45. So it's a very slim margin of a surplus there. It's the kind of thing that can disappear in an afternoon. But anyway, that's what it looks like right there. How many days are people projecting you will be pitching? Because when I looked at the assumptions, if you add up all the numbers, it comes out to 273, which I know you're not going to do. But maybe it's around 121 from just copying the dates of when the on-air fundraisers appear to be happening.
Well, you know, basically there are four, but what Don Freeman has done has been to add a specialty kind of fund drive. I forget what he calls it. I think this last one that's happening now is like this silent auction kind of thing, except that
quiet.
What
drive.
Is it?
It was a quiet drive.
Quiet drive. Okay, yeah, a quiet drive. There also that doesn't show up in the revenue, and it's been something that people have done differently, and that is that they have added that people can raise money, you know, themselves, like on Facebook or social media, and those numbers won't be seen for, you know, like if it's 3 weeks, I think it's 3 weeks with Facebook, because I've done two, you know, and it may be, one was like $175 that I raised in a day, besides what I was giving or what I was having other people to give. So yes, we're penny pitching and we're right there at the edge, but we're right there at the edge because of what was happening in 2017 and 2018 is kind of a turnaround for us. And if we can just keep with the fact that we're not at each other's throats on the committee and the staff, and that we have a better working relationship than we did where people were screaming and hollering and nothing got done. We are getting things done, and I think that safeguards a little bit of the challenges that we meet just being in business. The politics generally get in the way of raising money. People don't want to give to people who are fighting with each other. And I think that that's one of the turnarounds, even with this dysfunctional, quote, unquote, board, there are people who are rallying around getting funding for this station, including the fact that we hadn't gotten any cab money for a while. And while we won't get it in 2019, we definitely will get it in 2020, based on the fact that we, too, have been meeting regularly, which is something that I don't understand why we didn't do it before or why there seems to have been such a problem. But the Community Advisory Board is really working diligently to bring people to build up a relationship with the communities, which means
back
more revenue.
Could I continue? The question is,
sure.
So are you saying that you are going to be pitching 121 days in FY19?
In FY19? 121 days, at least.
So 121 days at least, okay. Let's see, another question is, how many FTEs does KPFT have?
How many what? I don't think I know that.
Full-time
equivalents. How many, if you had, if everybody were working full-time, which probably everybody isn't, what would it add up to? You know, like two half-times equal one FTE and stuff like that. Do you have a number for that?
I don't have a number. I mean, basically it's been two full-time employees that I can see, Don and Markeisha. There was marketing, not Mark. What do you call it? Membership. But I don't think they're all full time yet.
No. It's
so,
they don't have to be full time to show up. Everybody who's getting paid anything shows up on the total FTE.
No, but
FTE is full time equivalent.
I get it now. Yeah. I don't have the answer to that. I apologize. Joseph, do you?
Not off the top of my head. I believe we're right around five or six as well, which I believe is about the same as PFW. So.
And I need to note the salary spreadsheet is formatted for dates, apparently. So we can't, you know, it's very hard to see that, and I have to wonder if it's formatted that way, maybe some of the numbers in there aren't quite right. Also, the spreadsheet, the assumption spreadsheet, looks like a lot of it needs to be filled in. It says that KPFT is getting something like 68% fulfillment rate on credit cards, which would be exceptionally low. So is that a real number, or is that just something that hasn't been filled in?
It's my understanding that it's a real number. It's one of the...
Okay, thank you.
Hey, may I comment, Joseph?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I can.
I'm just remembering from a meeting when we were talking to the Don Freeman. I don't think that was credit card fulfillment. I think that was a pledge drive goal we made at one point. Maybe that got mixed up somewhere. I don't think that was that. But I can't, since I don't have anything in front of me, I can't confirm it. But that's what I recall. Thank you.
Mansoor would like to clarify.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Thank you. That's usually the bill me fulfillment. It's usually bill me. And the credit cards, usually, if they don't go through, we do ask them to correct the numbers. If KPFT is doing what the rest of us are doing, using computerized pledge forms.
Okay. But I see Windows 10 is something I'm adjusting to, and it's really fun. It says It says the bill me says paid in form of checks / bill me pledges is 31.93%, and it says paid through credit cards is 68.07%. So, I mean, I'm just wondering, maybe, you know, since there are things in the various components of the whole budget spreadsheet that appear to need to be filled in, maybe this is one of those things, and maybe all the information people know, but it just needs to be put into the right cells in the spreadsheet so we can all see it.
Three full-time equivalent, by the way, for KPFT. I just got that from Don.
What's the number?
Three.
Three. Thank you.
All right. Are there any more questions?
I have more of a statement, if I can.
Sure. We are actually at 10:30 right now. Can we extend time is 10 minutes going to be too much for people? Do I have to state
not
that?
Not too much.
Does anybody disapprove of the idea of extending 10 minutes? All right. So we'll head out until 10:40. Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah. I wonder if the numbers for KPFT in terms of the projected revenues through membership take into account the dramatic loss in audience that the station's experiencing. I had a conversation with Don, and he told me that you only have 48,000 listeners per week, which is dramatically lower than the rest of the stations in the system. And he quoted me the year before, but I don't remember. But I remember it being a pretty significant loss in audience. So I'm just curious how you all equated that in your formula, if you will.
Well, and may I answer that?
No, absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I really think that basically when we look at those numbers, we're looking at the disenfranchisement and marginalization of members who have found out that they weren't members. And Don and I, too, have talked about this because it's been my most frustrating aspect that we seem to be losing members while at the same time finding out that certain people who are active members found themselves, including somebody who had been the general manager, the interim general manager before and who was fired, not being there. And that's something that I think needs to be investigated. But I think that the one thing that gives me a little bit of hope, realistic hope, is the fact that there are more. And that we could raise those numbers by having a better accounting system for how our members are put in. I know that there's a new system now, and that will make as big a difference as anything. And I think that once we start, our numbers start rising, we won't see incremental rise, but a significant rise. And especially with what the CAB is doing and other committees that are doing. I'm not even talking about the development committee. I'm talking about the communities, the committees that work on giving access to more communities and more ways to be members.
Okay, thank you. All right. Any more questions? So, PK put a motion on the floor to approve this budget, I believe. Oh, I'm assuming.
Okay.
No. No.
I guess I missed that. But was that was earlier?
Am I mistaken?
Huh?
Yeah. Am I mistaken, PC? I thought you did.
We've been debating a motion, which I didn't quite realize.
No. Okay. No. Okay. Fine.
I didn't know.
Maybe
it was debating.
Maybe
a motion.
I was mistaken. Mistaken.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
I didn't think we were debating. Yes, I think so. I don't think we were debating a motion. I just asked at the end of what I reported that we approve this budget. And then people had questions, and I thought we were just having additional questions. But I don't think we were debating the motion, but may be wrong.
No, that sounds right. I apologize.
Okay.
So is the motion that the NFC recommend the draft FY19 KPFT budget to the PNB?
Yes.
This is William.
Yeah. You want wording?
No, that's fine. The wording's fine. Go ahead, William.
Okay, I don't have a KPFT objection, but I have some comments on budgets in general. I think I tried to allude to this in previous meetings. The budget's a complicated thing. You need all five station budgets, and you need the national budget, which would include the PRA, all at the same time. And you have to figure out what does the national office need NPRA to exist, and therefore come up with what the central services should be, and then figure out a way to distribute those central services over the stations. And it's just silly to send one budget at a time without knowing its relationship to the rest of Pacifica. It's just foolish. I should have voted no on the last one instead of abstaining. Because this is crazy. You can't have this budget go to the PNB. PNB, if anybody's going to be left up there that knows what they're doing, they're going to laugh at the concept of the budget all by itself, not in context with the rest of Pacifica. We just can't do this. We can say, oh, this is a good budget. Now, we'll hold this. Let's hold that one. And if we get KPFK next week and we like it, okay, we hold that one. But then you got to get all five budgets together, the national budgets together, and figure out where the hell we're going. Thank you.
Thanks, William. We only have 4 minutes left before our next time certain comes up. Does anyone object to the motion?
Yeah.
Ken, I object.
Yeah, Can I speak for 30 seconds?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Arpal.
All right, fast 30 seconds. Yes, I agree with William Heerwagen that we need to have these things together because, otherwise it's stuff falls off and it's just chaos. The other thing is that I'm not going to make a motion to postpone this one because I think it'll fail, but I have to vote against this. This budget is not filled out as it needs to be filled out, and we're looking at Pacific, and it needs to get realistic about the budgets. The executive director says all of the THONs have missed their goal, so we got to be careful with this stuff. We've got to make realistic budgets, and we've got to write everything down because people have to follow it. Otherwise,
45 seconds.
Okay, I'm done. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Since we have an objection to the motion, I would ask that we go to a vote since we have limited time left. Mr. Secretary, do you mind taking the roll?
1 second.
Okay.
And here we go. All right. The motion is that the NFC recommend the draft FY19 KPFT budget to the PNB. Ken Aaron.
No.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Joseph Davis.
Oh, yes.
William Heerwagen.
Nothing against the document, but no. We have to hold it.
Tony Leon. Larry Denkner. R. Paul Martin. No. P.K. McCary. Okay. I'll come back. Mansoor Sabah.
Can you, I'll pass. I'm taking a pledge right now. I'll pass. Come back to me.
You'll pass. Well, it ain't going to last long. Tony Leon isn't here. Larry Denkner isn't here. P.K. McCary? We can't. If you're there, we can't hear you. Are you muted, maybe?
All right, Paul, just put me down as yes to.
Yeah.
Okay. P.K. McCary, how do you vote on the motion?
Yeah.
Well,
yes. Yeah.
Mansoor?
Yes.
Oops, something just leapt. Okay, I have 4-4, 3 against, 1 abstention.
This appears to have passed. Or is that, no, that does pass, right? Yes.
Yeah, 4,
all right,
3,
so
1.
This one, yep, so this one moves on as well. Okay. We only have, well, we're at time certain right now. Does anybody want to take up new business, or can we just adjourn?
This is Ken. I want to take up new business.
Okay, so we need to extend. Do you think 5 minutes is enough to cover?
Absolutely.
Okay, so 5 minutes for new business. Are there any objections?
Yeah, I object, William.
Okay. Okay. So I believe, does this one take two-thirds, or is this simple majority for committee?
Two-thirds.
Okay. Go ahead and take the vote.
Let me get this in here, and I got to say, stuff with Windows 10 is not easy. All right, the motion is to extend the time for the meeting and the item by 5 minutes. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Nick Arena. Nick Arena? Come back. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Joseph Davis?
Well, no.
William Heerwagen?
No.
Tony Leon? Larry Denkner? R. Paul Martin? Pass. P.K. McCary?
No.
Mansoor Sabah? Mansoor, going back up. Nick Arena. Don't hear you. If you're answering, you're on mute, so we can't hear you, Nick. Okay, moving on to me. No. Mansoor, you there? Okay, the two people are not available. So the total I have is 2-4, 4 against, 0 abstentions.
This isn't even close to passing. I'm afraid we're going to have to adjourn. I think.
Okay.
I think
adios, amigos.
I thank everybody for their participation. It was a good one tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good one.